Hello, I'm Dr. Lou Condor, technical communicator, writer, editor, and adjunct lecturer at California State University, Dominguez Hills. Welcome to C-Cubed, Clear, Concise Communication. This is the podcast for the information design course. In this class, we discuss document design, layout, graphics, and usability in technical documentation. Hi, everyone. Glad you can join me. And I wanted to talk a little bit this week about teamwork. Teamwork is very common in organizations today. No one's a silo anymore. You'll see this a lot in school, but you'll also see this tremendous amount of stuff going on as teamwork in organizations. You may already be familiar with this. And as a tech writer, you are definitely going to work with other people, with SMEs, maybe perhaps marketing, perhaps anybody else, engineering, whoever you need to work with, that is part of your team. And most technical writers will eventually need to collaborate as well with others. So not only are you going to interview people and do that kind of work, but you may have to collaborate with them, including HR, sales, I mean, whoever you need to do. When you're in a team, remember, we'll do teams later in this class, but you want to have constructive feedback. To do this, you want build revision and feedback into the task schedule. This is really important. If, as you schedule your work in a professional level, you want to make sure you're aware of when you need to revise and how many revisions are going on. We talked in the advanced class about scope, and that's part of the scope of the project. Knowing revisions and feedback and building them into the task schedule. Decide on a revision process and follow it. Keep that in mind as you're working. You want to make sure, because that way you can stay on schedule. Keep a history of revision. This can be done through any method. You might have a content management system, but if you don't, just keep versions of the document. You know, just start numbering them, like my help one, my help two. This way you know what stage the document was in case you have to go back, because it's not fun to rewrite stuff that you've already done. If you have a team charter, not a lot of people do that, but at more formalized organizations and very large ones, they'll have a team charter. They'll know information and feedback and how it should be delivered. Sometimes this is just an agreement or it's a manager mandate. Okay, let's talk a little bit about feedback. You want to compile the comments for your material. So you may put out the material if you're doing, even especially if you're doing like anything from a trade show to a big presentation that will represent the company. You want to make sure, and there could be more than one person, you want to make sure everyone's on the same team. So you'll compile the comments as you do it. And I always keep attribution so I know who made the comments and make sure that if someone asks, which they inevitably will, who wrote that? If it's the expert that wrote something particular, they're fine with it. They just want to make sure it's been vetted. Be careful of stylistic inconsistencies in feedback. If different sections in a document are assigned to different individuals on a team, you have to make sure it's cohesive. That's pretty much part of your job, to make sure it sounds right. So revisions use constructive feedback, as we talked about. Remember, team members may have diverse ideas, diverse backgrounds, and experiences which show up in the feedback. You have to sort of wrangle all that and make it work. Revise from the point of view of your audience. Okay, that makes sense, right? Here's a tip. Use a paper copy of your draft to mark it up. This helps if you encounter difficulties with on-screen editing. I find it easier because to show a whole page, you have to reduce the type really small. Not that that's bad, but I just find I miss stuff where if I print it out, somehow looking at it and then writing on the document really helps. Read your work out loud and think about any feedback you have been provided. You can more easily decide on areas that need work. Sometimes writing a purpose statement, as we've done in the advanced course, really helps. You want to make sure you check back with that and that everybody understands that. That's a great part of getting everyone on the same page. And that's it for this lecture on teams. We will have another lecture as well. Thanks. That's it for this podcast. Thank you for joining me. Music for this recording was supplied by Dano Songs, royalty-free music at www.danosongs.com. Copyright 2018.